Welcome to this week's episode of Mountain Hawk Talk. I'm your host, Jenna Odell, a senior journalism major on the women's rowing team. And today, joining me is Remy Sisselman and junior Lily Fandre from Lehigh Women's Basketball. Thanks for coming on and welcome to the show. How are we feeling today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
It's good to be here.
Of course. How was your game last night? It was fun. Taylor Swift themed.
Yeah.
That's so fun. Who came up with that idea? Do we know?
I actually don't know.
Fantastic idea.
I know. Our whole pregame playlist was all Taylor Swift songs.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and they like changed our video song, like our intro video to Taylor Swift.
So fire. You just like pregame to like Reputation, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite Taylor Swift album?
Album.
Are you Taylor Swift fans? Like, kind of?
Yeah, I used to be a big Swiftie.
You're not a huge Swiftie?
I like a lot of her music.
Okay. Because I'm like, my sister is like, if someone like kind of doesn't like her, she'll get like offended. Yeah, she's like big time Taylor Swift fan, but like, yeah. I don't really care. I just kind of like her music.
I think I like her better than her music, but there are a lot of songs I like.
Yeah, I'm a big Reputation girly. I can't wait for her like re-recorded version to come out because I know the bonus tracks are gonna go crazy.
Yeah,
like she's gonna have some like angry bangers coming out, and I'm so excited. Anyways, so what are your favorite ones?
I don't know if I have an album. I like Reputation, and I like.
Do you have a favorite song?
Long Live is my favorite song. I love it so much.
Oh wow!
I love it. Yeah.
Wait, have I not even? Wait, which album is that on?
Speak Now.
Facts. What about you?
I do love Reputation. I think like overall favorite is Folklore, but like very different vibes. But like
Invisible
love
String.
It. Yes.
Invisible String, Cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so good.
So good.
Okay, well. Back on track. How did you guys find basketball? That's kind of a general question. Big question, but like, how did you even get started in it so many years ago? I can see your brains kind of thinking, but Remy, if you want to kick us off.
I guess. I always liked playing with the boys because I liked to play sports and the girls never wanted to do that, like the people who I hung out with.
I was one of the boys.
I was a tomboy when I was younger. I would literally wear those like big baggy t-shirts and those like lacrosse shorts, and I was like, "Bomb!" My guy friend just like he got a new pattern on his shorts. I gotta get those.
Anyway. I also tried to do that.
Okay,
it's fine. I think it's a phase that some female athletes go through.
Yeah, and then it didn't work out for me. But I was really, really tall at a young age, so my parents put me in a lot of sports, and I just naturally, because I was so tall, so much better at basketball than people at that age, and then I just liked it way more, and that's basically it. I like went on my first travel team in sixth grade, and then
that
was it. Took off from there.
Just kind of stuck with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Lily?
For me, I like kind of was just like born into a basketball family, I guess. Like both my parents played in college. That's where they met. And then my brother played and like all my step siblings played. So it's like, I don't know. It kind of
literally everyone just
as soon as I could walk, I like had a basketball in my hand. Aww. Like we had a sport court in our backyard growing up.
That's
like,
so cute.
My dad would coach me all the way through up until high school. So it was kind of just like forced into it in a sense, but I did love it.
Yeah.
So much. And I did play other sports too, but basketball just always was my favorite. So
yeah,
I feel like
when I feel like you're when you're surrounded by it, it's just kind of like natural. Like you just kind of like go into it and you fall in love with it. But yeah.
For sure.
You mentioned being tall at a young age. I talked to volleyball about this and it's on my list of questions, so I was so glad that you brought it up. But I wanted to talk about just, like, confidence in being tall. And, I mean, there aren't a ton of female sports where you like need to be tall to be like good at your sport. And so volleyball, I mean, rowing and basketball are three pretty big ones where like being tall is an advantage. So, I mean, for me, I was also tall at a young age and I hated it. I was like, I wanted to give my height to, I would always joke with my friends and say like, oh, you can have some of my height, like get it out. Like, I don't want it. And I remember, I mean, girls were just like brutal in middle school, I feel like. And there was one time, oh my God, I'll never forget it. There was one time I like came into school and all my friends were like hanging out with this one girl and they were like, sorry, Jenna, like you can't hang out with us. And I was like, what do you mean? Like what? And they're like, yeah, we're in the short club. And I was like, excuse me? What? And I just hated being tall. And so eventually, like even now, I still kind of struggle with like being taller than everyone. And so kind of how do you do that? Like, how do you, like, I mean, we're all tall here. Like, how do you find confidence in being a tall woman?
I think, like, because I started basketball really young, all of my, like, best friends was basically my team.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of surrounded by them, and they were, like, my height.
Yeah.
Or I did have some people taller than me, which is crazy, but, like, to think about now. But,
yeah.
So I just kind of was always around that, and I don't think I'm blessed to, like, have never struggled with that part of my, like, self-confidence.
Yeah.
And I think I just always saw it as an advantage, especially, like, since basketball was my life. I was like, this is helping me. So, yeah, I just kind of always embraced it.
Yeah.
And still love it to this day.
Oh, that's, like, the best thing ever. Like, I want that mindset so bad. So bad.
It's so nice being tall.
It is.
There's so many great things about it.
Yeah. No, you're so right.
Can see over people at concerts.
That's actually so true. I haven't even thought about that.
Because you go to so many concerts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Remy.
I had the opposite. I was definitely more on the U track. All my friends were super short, super skinny, scrawny. They didn't play sports.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to be, you know, like short like them. I definitely had to learn to embrace being tall. I definitely like it a lot more now. You know, I have like all like my grandma's friends and all that. They're like, oh my God, you should be a model. Like,
oh yeah, that's my favorite comment.
Yeah, my favorite one.
I actually think that like hearing that from people or just like random people, wow, like you're so tall and beautiful, whatever, made me learn to embrace it. Like it's eye-catching for some people, but it's definitely hard because you do stand out. And then in terms of basketball, I'm not even tall.
Well, like not
literally
actually
short.
Not really. You're pretty tall.
I think it's really deceiving. We went over this. Like
how tall are you?
On the roster, 6 feet.
But that's a lie. That is a lie.
I'm like 5'10". But
whatever. 5'10 is still pretty tall.
It's funny that you say that because we were just going over this at our trip to Loyola. Like everyone thinks that I'm, you know, one of the tallest guards, you know? And then you put me back to back against the whole team and I'm the same height as all of them, like as Grayson, as Jesse, as all the others.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
I mean, that's
to look
but
at.
That's also I feel like, do you know that that phrase where it's like, I feel like when someone has like tall energy?
Oh, I get
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you have tall energy. You get, like, I feel like some of my friends that are really short, like, they seem taller because they give tall energy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be, like, surprised if one of my friends is like, oh, yeah, I'm, like, 5'7". I'm like, no way you're 5'7". You're definitely, like, 5'9", 5'10". She's like, 5'7". I'm like, no way, because she gives tall energy.
Yeah, that has to be me. I'm like, you put me back to back, I'm, like, legit the same height as the people who are like 5'8".
I always think like you're like my height. You're just not.
I think so too.
How tall? What is your exact height? You're tall. Like, you're really
6'1", 6'2" in shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm exactly 5'11" and 3/4", but I just round up to 6'4".
Yeah. No.
Right, we have to go back to back.
Yeah,
after
we do
this.
Have to go back to back.
I want to see it.
Yeah. But yeah, like I've always just been like the tallest girl in all my classes.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to basketball. What brought you to Lehigh? How did you discover the school?
We got completely different
stories. I know, Rem, you have, I know, stories, I know you so. Have a different story, but Lily, what about you?
Well,
we'll start there.
You know what? Being from Minnesota, I never heard of Lehigh.
Like, well, yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Nothing about it. So they reached out to me and just kind of started recruiting me. And they were just always so nice. The coaches were unbelievable. I just loved talking to them. And they seemed to, like, really love me as a person. So that was, like, green flag number one.
Yeah.
Were those coaches. And you know, when I came out here on my unofficial visit, I had another visit planned for another school the weekend after. And after my visit here, meeting the team, seeing the campus, I literally was like, I'm going here, and canceled that other visit.
That's the best. That's the best feeling.
Yeah. It was just like, I don't know. Like, everyone says it. It's actually like a cliche, but it's like, once you know, and, like, you'll step on the campus and you, like, know this is the place for you. But, like, meeting the team and the coaches and just hearing everything about it, just, like, everything sounded amazing.
Yeah.
And it just really, it did really feel like home.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's the best decision I've made to this day. I met so many amazing people.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
Yeah, there's one of them. So, yeah, it really, like...
You're like, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
That's so.
But yeah, the process, I mean, it was a long process, a recruiting process, but like, it was an easy decision for me.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. That definitely is the best decision. And so Remy, you have a very different story. So tell the listeners.
I started off at Bucknell. And then I decided to go into the transfer portal. I wanted to stay similar school. Obviously, the Lehigh staff knew me as a player very, very well, seeing all of my games, being that we're in the same league. And they're close. The coaching staff was more than incredible, literally. I came on a visit, hung out with a lot of the girls. I had known a few of them just from home, being close to each other, and it was amazing. I was looking for good basketball and a staff that could make relationships, and then a team that I knew that I can get along with really, really well. So this was this was almost a no-brainer in the end.
And so you guys are seated number one in the Patriot League.
Yeah, let's go.
So how does that feel? And kind of what work did you do to get there? Like, what kind of came before this, like, first seeding, if that makes sense?
Well, it started in the summer. You know, we're here for 6 weeks over the summer. That's really, really unique to pretty much all other sports, except for some fall sports come about 2 weeks early.
Yeah.
And then we start day one that we step on campus and we grind and grind and grind and we lift and we condition and we practice.
Yeah.
And I think something just clicked once games started, especially Patriot League games, and we're just, every single person on this team is playing their absolute best basketball right now, and we're playing so well together. Like, I think teams are hanging with us for halves, even three quarters, and then that fourth quarter, we just start to push way ahead. And
when I tell you that you guys are clicking, I used to play soccer, so, like, I kind of know a little bit about just the general idea of, like, team sports. But I went to one of your games, and it was, like, just the movement was so clean. It was, like, there was just a rhythm, and I was, like, it was just so wonderful to watch. And it was, like, aesthetic. Like, I was, like, oh! I was, like, I was feeling something in my bones that was, like, yes!
Oh, and, my gosh, I love that.
It was fantastic. And I love watching basketball. I think basketball is kind of like my – it's not a guilty pleasure. It's an absolute amazing pleasure that I love watching basketball. And I just love it. How has it been, like, feeling? Like, are you feeling hyped? Like, what's the vibe? Lily, if you want to
– Yeah, it feels so good. And we've come a long way, like, even just in conference season. Like, watching film back from beginning of conference, like, is so crazy to see where we are now. And it just, we are playing so well right now, and it just feels so good, like, when we're playing well. Obviously, it's fun when we're winning, and it's just the best feeling ever with this team. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
Row, row, row the boat.
Facts. Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
That's literally it. That's honestly, you got it there. That's literally what we do. I used to tell, when people used to ask me, like, what is rowing? Like, what do you do in rowing? I literally would say, like, it's just row, row, row your boat, except way more aggressive. Like, it's like if row, row, row your boat, the song was like heavy metal, like Metallica, so like rah. That was how I would, like, explain it in high school.
That should be, like, your pregame song or something like that.
Make a remix or something.
I didn't like that. Wait.
No, I love that. Okay. That was really good.
Yeah,
I should have gone harder into it.
Do you want to try it again?
I fear the ears might hurt.
That's true. So how do you prepare? And, like, do you have, like, hype songs, superstitions? Like, what's the locker room looking like before you run out onto the court?
Our home game and away game routine is sort of differently, because home, we're all a little bit scattered. We all have our different routines. People come in at different times, stretch at different times, shoot at different times. But I guess our main pregame song has turned into Hey Baby.
Oh, good.
So that's a good one. I mean, I just think we all are so excited to celebrate each other and win. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, one of the things that fuels us, like, each other.
I love that.
Like, we'll put a speaker, like, in our locker room, and as people come in and out, like, it will be bumping. But it's, like, before warm-ups start, we're never really all together until, like, we officially warm up and then go in the locker room together during that. But it's, like, vibes are high, definitely, before every game. Like, everyone's together getting ready in the locker room. And it's just, I don't know. Everyone is just so hyped, so excited.
Are you guys, like, more, like, intense music, like EDM, like, bumping music, or, like, calm, more, like, getting into a mental headspace kind of people? Like, do you, like, lock in with your AirPods and, like, zone in, or do you, like, dance around and, like, have a party?
I dance around and have a party. I feel like a lot of us do.
Yeah.
I don't think, a lot. Pretty much all of us are like, get hype music.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
we'll
kind
stand
of
up on the bus.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, for me, I lock in. Like, I don't want people to talk to me before a race. But it's also, I feel like, different environment and different type of sport. Mm-hmm. Like, rowing, like, I'm in my seat. Like, I'm with my teammates, but I'm very much so, like, in my own kind of element.
Yeah.
And, like, during the winter, we're just, like, on the rowing machine kind of by ourselves. And it's very much so more individualized. So, like, I could we practice on the fifth floor of Taylor Gym. So I could be on the fifth floor, like, 2 hours beforehand, like, in a corner, AirPods in. Anyways. So it's just kind of, like,
I think it's, basketball is definitely, like, a different sport than rowing with that, because it's such a team sport. Like, not one person can do it, and you always, like, have to be communicating constantly and just, like, have that chemistry with your teammates. So we just love to kind of dance around together.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Once we're, like, with our boat, that's more, like, on the rowing machine, kind of, like, on the bus ride there. But once you're with your boat, like, we're kind of psychopaths. We're, like, screaming at the top of our lungs. We actually have this warm-up that we do that our coach kind of started. And we had, like, teams, like, comment on it. And, like, we do our jumping jacks, like, in time with each other. And then we do push-ups, and we literally are screaming, like, one, two. We go all the way to 20. We're just like screaming.
20 push-ups?
20.
I can't do that.
I need a break.
And then we do like 10 burpees, and we're just like screaming. And it's definitely a lot for sure. And teams are like, why do you do that? We're like, I don't know.
Oh, it's great.
And then you beat them.
Blood flowing.
That's why.
Yeah. Boom. We're like, yes, you got a problem with our burpees? Please. So who is someone that has inspired you in your sports journey? A more wholesome question for the pod. Oh my God, off topic, but my grandma just sent me a reel.
Oh my God, it might give, the day that my grandma sends me a reel is the, something wrong.
To my granddaughter. Wait, aww, this is kind of cute. Never forget that I love you. Oh.
Wait, that is so wholesome.
I'm gonna cry right now.
Wait. Oh, that's really nice.
I don't think grandma. Grandma even knows what reels is, so that's impressive.
Honestly, I didn't think that either. Yeah. That's why I was like, what? Oh, love you, Nana.
Nana. Her dog's name is Nana.
It is.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, full name, Banana. Nana for sure.
Wait, that's incredible. What type of dog do you have?
Boston Terrier Pug Mix.
Oh, my God. I have a golden retriever named Sadie.
Mm-hmm. Love golden retrievers.
He's so cute. I miss her. I like toy poodles.
Remy is so biased against any dog that's not a toy poodle.
Really?
Poodle.
That's actually like they're she's so like, little.
Any other dog bear. She sees, that's ugly.
Yeah, no, straight
I don't
up,
like that.
Straight
like,
up.
It's a
I don't
dog.
Because I quite literally do not think any other dog is cute. So I just a little baby toy poodle and a little baby cockapoo.
This is my dog sleeping.
That's horrible.
Aww.
You're like ugly.
Remy's like, that's ugly. That's the ugliest dog I've ever seen.
She's pretty.
But my dad named her after, he used to like travel to Wyoming, and he named her after one of his horses.
Oh.
Nay.
Yeah.
That's what the horse
the immediate like
I know
covering your mouth.
I get like
how
ticks.
Did you get to Banana?
It's a great question.
Oh my gosh. Oh God. It's a lot it's a complicated story. But basically, so my stepmom's ex husband, his sister passed away. Her name was Anna. They would call her Anna Banana. And so they got my stepmom's ex-husband, they got him a dog just after that happened, named her Banana after Anna. But
so
then,
I'm going to cry.
But then he, like, Nana ended up, she has some separation anxiety, and it just wasn't working out with him. So my dad ended up taking Nana because he works from home, would always be around her. She needs a lot of attention. So it was just a better fit. For her, home-wise.
I'm literally going to cry. That is the best story I've ever heard. My dog is also, she's literally, like, I love talking about this because she's, like, just so weird in the best way. Like, she can't drink out of her water bowl past a certain point because she'll see her reflection in,
oh
like,
my gosh.
The stainless steel bowl and will freak out if it gets, like, too low. And then we've tried to, like, switch it out, though, but then she just won't drink water because it's a different bowl.
What the heck?
I know. She won't go up the stairs without my dad. Yeah. No, it's really weird, but, like, love her dearly.
Yeah.
And, like,
no,
we're
I
like, good
dogs.
Morning, Sadie. Good morning.
Yeah, hi.
Hello. Anyways.
No, I love dogs and
personalities. They're little quirks.
Yes.
Anyways,
yeah,
back to what we're
keeping off topic.
I kind of love that we're getting off topic. So who is someone that has inspired you in your sports journey?
For me, I think my dad has been my biggest inspiration just because, as I said before, like growing up, like he was always my coach and he played in college and was always my biggest supporter. My mom passed away when I was 5, so he kind of just raised me on his own, and like I've always been by his side ever since, and he just like everything I do is for him, and I love him so much, and I just like can't live without him. He's my best friend, and I just he really just pushes me and is always there for me, and I just want to make him proud. So
that's an incredible story. Wow.
Thank you.
And that was really cute and wholesome. Oh, and you have Nana, too.
Yes.
I'm literally...
I need Nana. I love Nana.
I literally can't get over that. And I can't get over... You are... I can't. Oh, goosebumps. I have okay. goosebumps from you and your story. Oh, my God. I'm crying. Wow. And Remy, what about you?
I've never had one person or anything that really, like, inspired or motivated me, which I don't know why it just happened that way. I just, honestly, when I was younger and actually, like, into the thick of basketball, I just had goals.
I mean, you can say yourself, like, you are a person that motivates you.
I guess.
I don't think that that's, like, weird at all.
I mean, my high school coach and I just, like, go way back, and it was just, like, me and him.
Yeah.
Every single day. But I have, like, a new motivator recently. My mother's best friend passed away a little over a year ago, year and a half ago, in the middle of the season last year. So that has, like, completely flipped my perspective on pretty much everything I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like loss, like, is just such a big motivator for athletes and, like, just, like, getting to the grind. Because, like, when you lose someone, you just, like, realize, like, how much we have to live for. And, like, sports, for me at least, has been everything I've lived for. And so, like, I just live and breathe rowing. And so, like, my grandfather passed away this fall. And I was close with him, but not – it was, like, the first time that, like, I had lost an immediate family member. And – or at least, like, an immediate family member that I was, like, really close with. I saw at all my holidays and all of that stuff. And I just remember, like, my – I remember telling my coach, and he was, like, take all the time you need and da-da-da. And I was, like, I really just want to row right now. Like, I really think that rowing will be good for me. I just remember wanting to be surrounded by my teammates and my, like, and just I remember wanting to go to practice and, like, actually, like, hit the ground running and, like, just going, because rowing was, like, what got me through it. And, yeah, I feel like it's just such a huge motivator for wanting to succeed and setting goals and having, like, a reason to compete.
Definitely.
But, yeah. Wow. That was, like,
that's sad.
That was, like, four transitions in, like, one, yeah, well, in, like, 1 5-minute. We were, like, talking about, like, dog names and
I
then.
Know.
Wait. I'm
so crazy for it.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everyone. But.
Getting what you came for.
I know. The listeners are really getting the stories, wanting to learn about all of the athletes at Lehigh. But, so we're all women here. It's been a while since I've done a podcast with all girls. But what does it mean to you to be a female in athletics? I mean, we just had National Women and Girls in Sports Day, and we talked about, like, our confidence in being tall, but I feel like there's just so much to being a female in sports, and I feel like it's just a really in-depth concept, like being a female athlete.
Yeah, I mean, I know for me, I love inspiring all the little girls, younger generations, who they just look up. They're, like, in awe when they see us at the games and watching us play. They just, you know, they just, like, literally can't believe their eyes, and all they want to do is play like us, shoot like us, be like us, act like us.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, playing in front of them and them watching on TV and watching WNBA on TV and, you know, the Caitlin Clarks and all of them. And
I was going to bring up Caitlin Clark, my queen.
I just think that's super motivating, and I'm so lucky that I get to do that for them.
Yeah. No, oh my gosh, I love when all the little girls come to our games. They're so adorable. And there was one girl last night, she was wore her jersey for her own team, and she was number 34, and she's like, we're the same number.
Oh, my God,
like,
I'm going to cry.
It was so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, they're just so amazing and so adorable. And I think just women in sports, like, in team sports, they just have – the dynamics are so different than men. And it's just, like, I feel like we just all love each other all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just, we play for each other. Yeah. And it's just so amazing. It's such an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
And just being on this team with all these other girls. I love them.
The love is so real. Yeah. I feel like that is what makes being a woman in athletics, like, so amazing, is because I feel like for men's sports, it's like a brotherhood in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like for girls, like, brotherhood, sisterhood is a little different. Like, sisterhood is, like, I would literally die for these women. And, like, I would literally fight for you. And, like, if someone wrongs you, I will hunt them down. Mm-hmm. Like, I will, like, do anything for them. Like, this is my family. And I don't know, like, if they express it in a different way than we do. But I feel like just being a female in athletics is, like, I feel like we have something to prove. And that, like, idea is so strong. And that, like, I feel like we just play with, like, such heart and, like, desire to like, show something and prove something. And I don't think that necessarily is, like, such a bad thing. Like, I don't think that we're, like, trying to be something we're not, or, like, I don't know, like, how to explain it. It's just, like, it's just a feeling that I have sometimes where I'm, like,
I
remember there was, we went to Jacksonville, Florida for our training trip, and we were, my boat was, like, rowing next to the men's, like, 2V boat, and we were, like, holding with them. And there was just, like, this aggressive fire within me that mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to beat the boys. And I feel like you can't get that feeling if you're a guy. Like, I'm going to beat the girls. Okay. Like, okay. But, like, for us, I feel like there's just, like, there's, like, the little shred of fire, something else, something to prove, which I think is super fun and awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So our final question of the day, what's a fun fact about you? I love asking this question to all of my athletes, my athlete friends that come on the podcast.
Oh, this feels like I'm in class.
I know, I'm sorry. I know.
What's fun about me? I don't know.
You're so fun.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
You're literally so fun. What are you talking
about? I feel like I used to have one that I always knew that I would say. I was always ready for it. And I can't remember it. I honestly think I wrote it down on my phone. That's my fun fact. I could juggle.
That's a fun fact.
I can sort of sing with my mouth closed.
Okay, you have to do that.
You gotta.
Okay. It starts off bad, then it gets good.
Wait. Okay.
I forgot how to do it for a second. Take a little step. hold on. Take a little step. Put the boat on
your toe high. Like the diamond in the sky. That is so good.
You can hear some words.
Yes, I heard all the words.
Yeah, I know.
That was so good. That was actually incredible.
Thanks.
Wow. I'm a little bit in awe.
I don't know how to top that.
You can top it.
You from
or match it.
Minnesota.
That's not that fun. I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota's a great state.
Yeah, it's all right.
From upstate New York.
Yeah.
Long Island.
Long Island.
I'm from Long Island.
Yeah.
My dad was born there and, like, lived there for a little bit, and sometimes he does have, like, a little bit of a Long Island accent.
Water. Yeah.
Big.
Let me get the tag on my big.
I feel like I've grown out of it. But anyway, other than that, what else is fun about me?
Your hair's pink.
I was going to say I love to dye my hair.
Yeah. I've also noticed that.
So much. It's my favorite thing.
It's your thing. You like just.
Yeah. It's just.
What color are you going to do next, do you think?
Yeah. Right now it's hard because the split dye is growing out. So I think I'm going to go dark to even out where my roots are growing out. I think I'm like a dark purple all over. Because the split dye, I don't want to bleach it again, so it has to go.
Wait, that would be sick. Well, I used to be blonde, fun fact. And I thought that, I was like, oh my God, I love blonde. And I started dyeing my hair when I was like in eighth grade, maybe. Yeah. And then I went into high school being blonde, yada, yada, yada. And then I did like, I've been blonde since, it's been like almost, it was like 7 years of me being blonde. Wow. And then I was like, one day I was like, I need a change. You know, when that happens, when you're like, I'm going to get bangs and I'm going to dye my hair. I had that phase. I got bangs last summer and then I was like, it's not a big enough change. And then I like went back natural and I came back and I like didn't tell anyone. And they were like, oh, hello. And I was like, so hi, I'm brunette now.
Wait, I can't even picture you blonde.
Here, let me pull up a picture.
Your natural, so that's your natural right now?
Yeah, I'm at my natural color right now.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it suits you.
Thank you.
That's really nice. I needed to hear that.
I like don't even remember. This is me like kind of blonde, if you can see
that. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's very pretty.
Thank you. It just was like, it got like kind of,
it like would you turn. You look like a different person. Like,
yeah. Completely. Like it would turn like yellow and I was like, ooh, I'm not sure I'd like that. And I'm really pale. So it was like, it would wash me out. And I was like, I don't love it. Yeah. And then I feel everyone always tells me like, this just suits you so much better. So I like hearing that.
No,
like,
I'm glad I made it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course.
Lily and Remy, thanks again for joining me here today on today's episode. I look forward to talking to you more again soon, for sure. We need to catch up on life after this one.
Yes, we do.
Be sure to like Lehigh Athletics on Facebook and follow Lehigh Sports on Instagram and X to stay up to date with all of your news on the Mountain Hawks.
Yay!